请弟兄姊妹们还是翻开俄巴底亚书。
With brothers and sisters, still turn to the book of Obadiah.
我们今天就要交通完这一卷书。
We're going to finish sharing upon this book today.
这一卷书只有一章。
There's only one chapter to this book.
话语也不太多。
Not many words.
但是里面带给我们的信息确实非常的宝贵。
The message that's brought to us is very precious.
我们实在感谢我们的神。
We truly thank our God.
请看十五节到末了。
Please turn to verse 15 till the end.
耶和华杖罚的日子临近万国，你怎样行，他也必照样的向你行。你的报应必归到你头上。你们犹大人在我圣山怎样喝的苦杯，万国也必照样常常的喝，且喝且焉，他们就归于无有。
Verse 15, For the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen, as thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee.Thy reward shall return upon thine own head. For as ye have drunk upon my holy mountain, so shall all the heathen drink continually. Yea, they shall drink, and they shall swallow down, and they shall be as though they had not been.
在锡安山必有逃脱的人，那山也必成圣。雅各家必得原有的产业，雅各家必成为大火，约瑟家必为火焰，以扫家必如碎屑，火必将他烧着吞灭，以小家必无余剩的，这是耶和华说的。
Verse 17, But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions, and the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble, and they shall kindle in them and devour them, and there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for the Lord hath spoken it.
南地的人必得以扫山，高原的人必得非利士地。也得以法莲地和撒玛利亚地，便雅悯人必得基列，在迦南人中被掳的以色列众人必得地，直到撒勒法，在西法拉中被掳的耶路撒冷人必得南地的城邑，必有拯救则上到锡安山，审判以扫山，国度就归耶和华了。
Verse 19, And they of the south shall possess the mount of Esau, and they of the plain, the Philistines, and they shall possess the fields of Ephraim, and the fields of Samaria, and Benjamin shall possess Gilead, and the captivity of this host of the children of Israel shall possess that of the Canaanites, even unto Zarephath, and the captivity of Jerusalem, which is in Sepharad,shall possess the cities of the south, and saviors shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在神的话语的里头，给我们看到神在他永远的安排里怎么安排做成他所要做的。
In God's words, it allows us to see how God is going to accomplish what He will do in His own plan.
在俄巴底亚书里边，我们虽然看过两次了。
Even though we have spent two times talking about this book of Obadiah.
好像那么短的一章圣经里头，也许我们会觉得说，为什么用那么许多的话来看一下？看这一卷书。
So we may ask, in this short chapter, why did we spend so much time in looking at it?
这一卷书里头的文字又读得我们感觉生巴巴的，那有什么吸引着我们来留意这一卷书呢？
And in this book, the words are kind of strange and difficult, and why is it drawing us to study this book?
一个更明显的心思呢常会在我们里面出现，就是神为什么说这些话？
And the even more obvious thought that might be in us is we would ask, why did God speak these words?
神说这些话好像并没有说出什么很明显的要我们知道的事情。
It seems that God did not speak of anything that, is some, that he wants us to really find out or know.
神为什么要说这一段话呢?
Why did God speak these words?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们会也许会有一段时间对神说话的目的不明确。
Maybe there would be a time that we're not clear about the purpose of why God spoke these words.
但是主的怜悯慢慢的就叫我们看见神说话的目的。
But the mercy of God has allowed us to see the purpose of God's speaking of these words.
我们看了两次俄巴底亚书。
We have looked at the book of Obadiah twice.
而我们好像看见神在犹大落到一个难处里头的时候，他在那里指着以东说了一些话。
It seems that when Judah has fallen into some difficulties, and God is pointing to Edom and said the following words.
如果我们不知道神心里头的意念的话，
If we did not know the mind of God,
我们实在觉得神说这些话好像不知道是为了什么。
We would feel that there's no reason for God to speak these words.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
俄巴底亚书其实答复了我们一个很有意思的问题。
Oh, the book of Obadiah actually answered a very interesting question for us.
在我们没有来到俄巴底亚书的最末了的这一段，也就是在那里非常隐藏的把神的心意上人发表的这一段话的里头，我向我弟兄姊妹们去碰一个题外的话。
Before we come to the end of the Obadiah, where it's showing us in a hidden way of what God's purpose is, I'd like to first go off on a tangent.
我不知道弟兄姊妹们在你信主的过程的里头，你有没有发生过一次、两次或是多次这样的疑问？
I don't know in your experience of believing in the Lord whether you have once, twice, or many times you may have posed this question.
神是全能的神。
God is an almighty God.
人的堕落为什么需要神花那么多的功夫来做那一个救赎的挽回？
Why would the fall of man cause God to spend so much energy and work to recover man?
如果说神要借着人来对付撒旦的话，
If we say that God is using men to deal with Satan,
神不能用他的能力一下子就把撒旦灭死了吗？
Couldn't God have used his mighty power to just get rid of Satan in one instance?
那为什么神又花了那么许许多多的时间，又经历许许多多的弯曲，以致到神的本身不住的给人发生那个误会？
Why did God spend so much time and gone, seemingly gone around a lot of circles and then and even cause a lot of misunderstanding from men, for God?
甚至连我们这些认识了主的人有些时候也会发这个问题了。
Even for us who seem to know God a lot, and even us, we might ask these questions.
而我们不知道神为什么真的要花那么多时间来解决这个问题。
Why did God have to spend so much time to resolve this problem?
如果神用那么许多时间来才解决这个问题的话，那他说是全能的神，他的全能究竟显在什么地方？
So if God had to spend so much time in dealing with this problem, so is his mighty power really so mighty? Well, how is it so all powerful?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
正因为这个疑问会如果吸引我们去寻找神心里头那个意念的话呢，我们感谢主，他会给我们预见，让我们去明白他。
We thank God because of these questions that we might have, that it will cause us to seek after that true answer in God's heart, and thank God for leading us to get to know Him.
如果神要对付撒旦的话，的确是非常简单的事情。
For God to deal with Satan is truly a simple matter.
但是神却用了很多很多的时间。
But God, in the end, He used a lot of time.
也做了许许多多的安排。
And He made a lot of different arrangements.
从人的堕落一直到如今，神已经用了不少的时间了。如果从时间上来计算的话
，From the fall of man till now, God has already used a long period of time.
但事情还没有到尽头。
And yet we have not come to the end of the matter.
我们就是凭着主给我们的应许来看，前面还有好长的路。要走
Just by the promise that the Lord has given us, there is still further to go.
然后我们才看见撒旦真的是给对付掉。
And then we will see that Satan will truly be dealt with.
我们心里头难怪会发生那个疑问。
It is no wonder for us to pose this question in our heart.
但感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
俄巴底亚书是让我们来领会到神的心思。
Obadiah is the book that allows us to understand God's mind.
那神如果要对付撒旦的话，我们再说就解决了。
I'd like to repeat, if God was going to just deal with Satan, it's just a matter of instant.
但是神并不这样做。
But God did not do that.
为什么呢
？Why?
简单的话来讲
，Simply put,
这一上你可以说这个是暴力。
If it's just using this one instant, we can say that's violence.
如果谁是用暴力来对付撒旦的话，撒旦怎么来应付？
If it's by force that God's dealing with Satan, how will Satan fight back?
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神在解决一切属灵上的难处，从来不使用他的暴力。
But for all the problems God would deal with spiritually, God never uses force or violence.
甚至神在神的发表里头，从来就不鼓励人用暴力。
And in God's manifestation, all His expression, He never encourages violence.
那既然不用暴力，我怎么能叫他服上来？
And since you do not use violence, how can you enable?Or make that person submit.
感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
神的尊贵就是在这里。
This is where the honor of God is.
他要借着他自己所做的，叫你服下来。
By what He's doing, He will allow you to submit.
神不是叫你只是给打碎。
He doesn't just want to strike you down.
我给打碎了，我根本不存在了，所以神呢，你是最强的了。
He does not just break you into pieces so that you no longer exist, then you would submit by default.
但是神从来没有这个想法。
But God has never had this thought.
因为神显明他是万有的主。
God showed forth that He is God of all.
他是一切的起头。
He is the origin of all.
一切的事情都是根据他，依据他。
Everything is based on Him and of Him and by Him.
并且他也是一切的尽头。
And He will also be the end of all.
那他怎么能说显明这样的一个事实呢
？How can He show this fact for it?
感谢主。
We thank God.
他就用了他自己所做的，叫仇敌伏下来的时候不再有语言。
He would use what He has done so that when Satan submits, that He will no longer have anything to say.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
叫我们读经的时候读到有这样的话。
When we read the Bible, we read these words.
神要用婴孩和吃奶的叫仇敌羞愧的话。
God would use the babes and the ones who are suckling babes to put shame on the enemy.
你说婴孩跟吃奶的，他有什么作为呢
？Well, you would ask for babes and suckling babes. What things that they can do?
他们能叫仇敌羞愧吗
？How can they bring shame to the enemies?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神人不能。
It cannot be done by man.
神就是做这样的一件事情。
But yet this is what God has done.
叫仇敌羞愧。
To bring shame to the enemy.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
俄巴底亚书就把神这样的一个心思向我们来发表了。
Obadiah has opened up and revealed to us God's heart in this way.
我们留意到。
We take note here.
俄巴底亚书是在什么时候发表出来的呢？
So when was this book of Obadiah shown forth to us?
虽然在读经的人当中没有办法能找出一个统一的时间肯定俄巴底亚说话的时候。
Even though the Bible scholars cannot come to an agreement of just exactly pinpointing one time where this book was written.
但是有一点所有读经的人都必须承认的。
There is one thing that all the Bible scholars can agree on.
俄巴底亚说话的时候不管他是准确的是在哪个时刻都是在犹大在属灵上面也好在外边的情形也好已经走上了堕落的路上的时候
They can agree that when Obadiah was speaking these words it's during a time when the people of Judah has brought to a point of going downwards whether spiritually or externally
那我们感谢主
We thank the Lord
在犹大落在苦难里边
When Judah was in suffering
严格的来说 当犹大落在神的管教的底下的时候
Strictly speaking, when Judah was under the discipline of God
神在那里说出一些话
God has spoken these words
这一些话如果领略过来的人就知道了
These words, if those who understand would know
为什么犹大会受神的对付呢
Why was Judah under the judgment of God?
神对付犹大的目的在哪里呢
What's the purpose of God dealing with Judah?
我们不详细再说这些话了
We will not go into detail in this
但是我要弟兄姊妹你常常记得一件事情
But I would like brothers and sisters to remember one thing often
犹大也好以色列也好
Whether it's Judah or Israel
浓缩来讲是犹大
Concisely speaking it's Judah
整个的来说是以色列
On the whole it refers to Israel too
他们在神面前是神在他们身上有一个特别的选召
That day before the Lord they have a special calling from God
要用着他们做一个祭司的国度
God would use them as a kingdom of priests
然后借着他们把万有都带回神的面前。
And through them, God will bring all before Him.
那现在，犹大在神的面前
Now Judah
产生了难处。
Now Judah comes before God, and they are suffering difficulties.
那神还能又用他们做祭司的国度吗
？Can God still use them as a kingdom of priests?
如果我们真要追这个问题的话。那我们会追出很多很复杂的问题来。
If we want to pursue after this question, that would bring out a lot more questions.
但是神是让我们看见。
But God allows us to see.
神所定规的事情。
What God has set His mind to.
没有任何的人事物来可以做阻挡。
No one man or thing or matters can come in His way.
犹大虽然是走迷了。
Even though Judah has gone astray.
但神用他手中的工作要把犹大带回他准确的地位。
But God would use his handiwork would bring them back into the correct way.
尽管从外面来说犹大已经走到里外都出了难处 难到一个地步我们以为谁都不能把犹大再改变了。
Externally, Judah has come to this place, whether internally or externally, they have come to a point where we think there's no way to bring them back anymore.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神能。
God can.
神在犹大身上，神就做了许许多多的事情，要把他们带回他们该站的地位。
God has done a lot of things, a lot of work, so that He brought Judah back to where they should be standing.
这是显明第一神的怜悯。
Firstly, this will show forth God's mercy.
第二要显明神的能力。
Secondly, it shows forth God's mighty power.
第三要显明神的忍耐。
Thirdly, it shows forth God's patience.
第四要显明神的能，神的那个心思是不能有任何的更改。
The fourth is showing forth that God's mind, His purpose, His will can never be changed.
那是这样就显出了神是全能的神。
Now this way, God shows that He is the Almighty.
人被带到神的全能的面前的时候，你不得不服下来。
When man is brought to the presence of God's mightiness, you cannot help but submit.
撒旦就是面对着神手中所做成的一切，到头来他也没有话再说了。
Satan, when he comes to the work that God has done, he has nothing else to say.
而我们了解得到撒旦在神面前的堕落，一个最根本的问题就是他要推翻神的宝座，而让他自己坐上去。
We see the foundation of how Satan has come to his fall is he was wanting to come to sit in place of God in God's throne.
那当人给撒旦骚扰，来在神面前走迷的时候呢，同样的也是这样的一件事。
When man was distracted by Satan and to be distracted, gone away from God, they were walking the same path.
他要用着各种各样的办法把人自己来升高自己。
He wants to use all different ways for men to elevate themselves.
升高到一个地步，我跟神是一样的。
So that men will elevate themselves to such a high point that men will be the same as God.
甚至是说我比神还要高一点。
Even to the point to say that I will be higher than God.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是堕落的那个真相。
Brothers and sisters, this is the truth about the fall.
感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
对着撒旦的堕落也好，对着人的走迷也好。
Whether it's the fall of Satan or the man getting lost.
神没有改变他的定规。
God did not change his mind.
神用他的智慧、权柄、能力来把这整个的情形带回神起初的安排里。
With God's wisdom, His power, and His might, that He turned around this whole situation and gone back to His will.
等到事情走到尽头的时候，
When things happen to the end,
所有被造的人都要在神面前伏下来说：“神啊，你配受敬拜。”
All who are created will come and bow down before God and claim that God, you're worthy of all worship.
神啊，你手中的工作实在是叫我们不得不承认你是配。
And to confess that God, the work of your hand will make us to confess that you are worthy.
那当我们领会到这样的情形的时候，
When we understand the situation,
我们才会明白为什么神在犹大开始走堕落的路的时候，神就说出了俄巴底亚的这一番话。
Then we will understand that while the Judah is beginning to fall, walking on this path towards the fall, then God will speak these words.
神指着以东来说出神要审判以东。
God has pointed to Edom and said He will judge Edom.
但是你看下去的，你就晓得以东只是一个代表。它实在是等于列国也在神这一个定罪的底下。
But if you read on, you will realize Edom is just a representation that includes the whole heathen, all the nations, and all of them are fallen under this judgment.
但是在神显明他对以东或者说对列国的那个定罪的这个事实的时候，
So when God is revealing this fact of judgment towards Edom or all the nations,
他就指出了犹大为什么会落到这个光景。
He pointed out why Judah has fallen into this situation.
他就指出了以色列为什么会落到那样的一个苦恼。
He pointed out why Israel has fallen into such suffering.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神给他们的管教也好，鞭打也好。
The discipline that God has given them or his striking for them.
乃是要叫他们脱离那一个堕落和败坏，而回转到神设立他们的那个目的里。
is for the purpose of bringing them back from that fallen state so that they could return to the original purpose that they are made or made to stand.
所以在俄巴底亚书一说出来的时候
So when Obadiah spoken these words,
一个非常清楚的念头的意思就在那里突出来了。
A very clear meaning has stood out.
神在审判列国以前
Before God judged all nations,
神先审判了犹大。
First God will judge Judah.
那为什么要先审判犹大呢
？Why did He first have to judge Judah？
因为犹大如果不能回转到祭司的国度的那个实际里
，That is because if Judah cannot return to the kingdom of priests，
神凭什么去审判列国呢？
What basis would God have to judge the rest of nations?
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神非常清楚地给我们看到一件事情。
Very clearly, God has shown us one thing.
因为神所留意的乃是人堕落的那一个原因。
Because God is only focusing on the reason of why men had fallen.
神所追究的不是那个堕落的行为。
God is not after the acts of the fallen states, but the source.
神在追究的里头最重要的那个点是他为什么要堕落。
God is focusing and pursuing after the reason, the why of the Judah has fallen.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们在神的话语里头越过越看清楚。
Within God's words, the more we read it, the clearer it becomes.
撒旦也好，人也好。
Whether it's Satan or man,
堕落的原因乃是要推翻神，而用自己去代替神。
The reason of the why they fall and they fail is because they want to push away God and want to replace God with themselves.
那因此神就用着各种各样的安排来把人也好，撒旦也好，放在神的所做的事情的面前来看见。他们与神作对是没有根据的。
So that's why God used all kinds of methods and ways to bring them, whether it's Satan or whether it's man, bring them into what God has done with His hands to see that in that position that there is nothing that they can do.
所以我们感谢主，当我们读俄巴底亚书的时候，起先你读得出为那个兴趣来呢，那是很困难的。
We thank the Lord when we read this book of Obadiah. It's hard for us to find interest initially when reading it.
但是你是慢慢地摸到神的心思的时候
，But slowly when you get to know the heart and mind of God,
那你很清楚看到了。
Then you will see clearly.
原来神借着俄巴底亚来说话，乃是要肯定一件事情，让所有来到神面前的人都。看见神是那万有的起头，万有的结果，因此他必须把万有带到他面前的时候，让万有也没有任何的阻挡。
So when God brings, whether it's people, men, or say when they are brought before God, God wants them to see that all is, the beginning of all is God Himself, the end of all is God Himself, and within all this, God is there, and there is no hindrance to it.
没有任何可疑惑的地方。
There is no doubt allowed.
你来到神的面前，你看到神的所做的一切的时候，你只能承认一个事实：神啊。你是对的。
When you come to this point, when you see what all that God has done, you can only confess that God, you are all.
因此，弟兄姊妹们，当我们看俄巴底亚书，你看到前面一直看见神在那审判以东，审判犹大，然后从那个审判里头就带到。一切都落在神的审判的底下。
So when you look at the book of Obadiah, you see that Judah was judged, you see Edom was judged, all, everybody was brought under this judgment of God.
你说为什么神要这样做呢？
You ask, why did God do this?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当你读到 俄巴底亚书最末了的时候，那一句话就给我们打开了那一个秘密了。
When you read to the end of the book of Obadiah, you see the last sentence would give us the secret of all these words.
啊，那个秘密是什么呢
？What is the secret?
那个秘密就是一切归回最原来的那一个光景。
That all will be brought unto the original condition.
那最原来的光景是什么呢
？So what is that original condition?
万有开始在神，维持在神，而终结也在神。
That all began in God, and all was supported and maintained through God, and all was summed up in God.
所以你看到俄巴底亚书最末后的一句话就是说，国度。就归耶和华了。
So you see the last sentence in the book of Obadiah that the kingdom shall be the Lord's.
那国度就归耶和华了。
It says the kingdom shall be the Lord's.
那就说出有一个时间，国度没有在耶和华的那个表达里。
It tells us also that means that the kingdom.At a period of time, did not belong to the Lord.
啊，天上有抵挡耶和华的那个声音，从撒旦出来的。
In the heaven, there's a voice that opposed God, and that's from Satan.
地上也满了与神对抗的声音，那是从人那里出来的。
And on earth is filled with voices that oppose God, and that's from men.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
在神的一步一步一步。的工作完成的时候
，When God's work is finished step by step，
所有不同的声音都下去了。
All these voices, different voices, have gone down。
这些声音不是被强迫出来的。
These voices were not forced out，
而是从完全佩服的那个光景里头并出来的。
And these voices were from a state of a complete submission.
国度就归耶和华了。
The kingdom shall be the Lord.
那我们现在抓牢俄巴底亚书的这一个说话的目的。
So we hold on to this purpose of all these words in Obadiah.
我们来留意了，神当时来指着以东去责备。
Let's take note that at the time God is pointing to Edom and we're scolding them, reprimanding them.
那他指着以东来责备以东的时候，拿什么来做榜样呢
？When he reprimanded Edom, what example did he use?
拿犹大来做榜样。
He used Judah as the example.
那这就是说出了犹大那个在神面前走迷的时候所引来的那个难处。
It's talking about the difficulty of when Judah was going astray.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神对付犹大，乃是要把犹大带回犹大该站的那个地位。
When God was dealing with Judah, the purpose was to bring them back to the place where they should stay.
但是不认识神的作为的人，以为犹大落到这样的一个地步，那是他们应该如此。
But those who did not understand God thought that Judah was gone to this state of suffering was because they deserved it.
为什么叫他们曾经有一个时候好像上列国来夸耀他自己呢
？Wasn't there a time when they were boasting of themselves to all the rest of the nations?
当他们在那里夸耀自己的时候。
When they were boasting of themselves.
为什么却把整个的夸耀的那一个依据啊从神的祝福那里退下来而以为那是我们自己的本事呢
？So the basis of their boasting, they did not, they take it from the blessing of God as they should, but they brought all the attention to themselves.
若是碰到有点难处的时候
，and if they come in contact with difficulty,
他们就觉得
，they will feel,
我们从前是有神
，we did have God before,
但是我们的神好像不与我们同在。
But it seems that God is no longer with us anymore.
其他那个外邦人的神还算是比神高明一点，我们选择那一个。
It seems as the gods of Gentiles that seems to be doing better, and maybe we better than our God.
那结果就造成神的百姓的那个堕落了。
And that caused the fall of God's people.
现在神管教他们。
Now God disciplined them.
那神管教他们做什么
？So for what purpose?
让他们在神的管教的里头看到一件事情。离开了神，你们是没有准确的路可以走。
So under God's discipline, they saw one thing, that is departing from God's way, then they do not have a correct way to follow at all.
你们可以有路走。
You may have various ways to go.
但是都不是准确的路。
But they are not the accurate, the correct way.
啊，你们如果呢？选择到一个准确的路，乃是神的自己，是你们的一切。
If you have chosen that correct way, that would be God to be your everything.
那因此你们就要回到你们该站的那一个地位。
And therefore, you must return to the position where you should be standing.
那这是犹大在神面前受对付的那个原因。
This is the reason why Judah was being dealt with.
那所以弟兄姊妹，你留意了。
So,Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
当神说完了，他要对付以东、对付列国的时候，他就指出了列国和以东他们所接受的对付是怎么样的对付呢
？So after God told them that Edom and the rest of the nations will be dealt with, and God told them how they will be dealt with.
说你们看看犹大，你就知道了。
God said, look at Judah, you will know.
犹大走迷了，我对付他们。
So when Judah has gone astray, I dealt with them.
他们回转了，我就祝福就在他们身上重新的显出来。
So once they returned and recovered, then my blessing would show forth on them again.
那这是神在犹大身上所做的。
This is what God has done upon Judah.
那所以人，你不要看见犹大在那里受很多的苦恼。
So men should not just look at all the sufferings externally for what
Judah has gone through. 你必须看见犹大所受的苦恼是什么原因，要带出什么的结果。
You should see why they are suffering and the reason and how the reason has brought about the consequence.
那我们看到了这件事情的时候，我们就知道了，如果我们要选择我们的道路的时候，我们知道什么是我们该选择的。
When we look at these things, when we are choosing our way, then we know what we should be choosing, which path we should be taking.
那所以弟兄姊妹你就看到了。
So brothers and sisters, you will see.
神指着列国受审判的那件事情，乃是把他们带到犹大受审判的那一个事实里。
So God pointing out to the fact that the Gentiles and all the nations will go under judgment, He has brought that to comparing to the judgment of Judah.
那弟兄姊妹就注意了。
Pay attention, brothers and sisters.
他说耶和华杖罚的日子临近万国。
It says, for the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen.
你怎样行，他也怎样照样的向你行。
As thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee.
这是说出什么呢？
What does this tell us?
这是说出神降罚给列国，包括以东在里头啊，乃是因为你们在神的面前走错了路了。
This is telling us that God will give them judgment for all nations, heathens that include Edom. That is because you have gone on the wrong way.
那所以神现在来降罚。
So now God will bring judgment upon you.
神盼望你们转回。
God is hoping for you to return.
就像神说，你看我怎么对付犹大，你就知道了。
Just like God has said, you look at how I dealt with Judah, you will know.
因为神接下去就说，犹大人在我圣山上怎样喝了苦杯，万国也照样常常的喝。
Because God followed on to say that for as ye have drunk upon my holy mountain, so shall all the heathen drink continually.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
你又注意了。
You need to pay attention.
神在这里宣告一件事。
God is proclaiming one thing here.
犹大吃了苦杯。
Judah has drunk this bitter cup.
万国也吃苦杯。
And all the nations, heathen will follow.
但是你看到一个问题出来。
But you see one question here.
犹大吃了苦杯。
After Judah drank this cup.
犹大得了恢复。
Judah was recovered.
万国吃了苦杯。
All the heathen after they drank.
万国却走到消灭。
And the heathen has gone to be the point that they have not been.
你说怎为怎为什么是这样
？You would ask why is this?
怎么可以是这样
？How can it happen this way?
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
这里又说出一个非常严肃的事情。
It tells us a very serious matter here.
我们常常读旧约的历史的时候
，Oftentimes we read the history from the Old Testament.
有一件。起码有一件事情是叫我们会引起疑惑的。
There's at least one thing that would cause doubt in us.
你读撒母耳记。
You read the book of Samuel.
你读到一个扫罗出来。
You read a man of Saul.
你又读到一个大卫出来。
And you read the man of David.
啊，这两个人都坐过以色列的宝座。
And these two men have been on the throne of Israel.
但是这两个人呢，他们结局就很不一样。
But they have different results, endings.
啊，你说。为什么他们两个人都有一样的经历，但是却没有同样的那个结果呢
？You may say that both of these men have very similar experience. Why did they want to very different endings?
犹大坐宝座，对不起，扫罗坐宝座是神要他，神让他坐的。
And when Saul came to the throne, it's actually God has put him there.
大卫坐宝座也是神把他显明出来的。
Of course, when King David was sitting on the throne, it was also because God.
都是在神自己的同意的底下，他们坐上宝座的。
And they came to the throne and under the approval of God.
但是大卫跟扫罗这个人，这两个人。怎么他比较起来，他们的结果是有那么大的区别呢
？When you compare the endings of David and Saul, how come they are so greatly, vastly different?
扫罗好像在神的面前就给神弃绝了。
It seems that Saul has been forsaken by God.
大卫却在神的面前一直的蒙福。
And yet David has continually go under the blessing of God.
如果严格的说起来
，strictly speaking，
两个人愚昧的地方啊。如果你要用神自己的那个圣洁来观察的话，都差不了太多了。
If you compare the foolishness, if you are going under the measuring standard of God's holiness, they seem to be in the same boat.
甚至你能看到大卫有一些个事情比扫罗还要差一点的。
It seems that upon certain matters that King David has done something even worse than Saul.
那为什么大卫会蒙福，而扫罗而给定罪呢
？So why was David so blessed and Saul has been judged?
如果我们从外面的去事情去看
，If we look at matters externally，
你越看就越糊涂
，You get even more confused。
越看就越不佩服。
The more you look, the more you feel this is not right.
没有理由大卫是可以蒙福，而扫罗要给定罪。
There is no reason why David would be blessed so much, but Saul was in sentence to sin.
弟兄姊妹们
，Why, brothers and sisters?
如果你留意到一件事
，If you paid attention,
刚才我们特别也提过了
，We also mentioned this earlier.
神所留心的是。你堕落犯罪的那一个根源，而不是堕落犯罪的表现。
God is focusing on the source of the reason for you why you fall, and not focusing on the acts of the fall itself.
那所以，当你这样看到大卫跟扫罗的时候
，So if you look at David and Saul in this way，
你就留意到一个问题。
You will notice one thing.
大卫虽然是有过不去的事。
Even though David had things, matters that cannot be settled.
但是大卫在神的面前，他有彻底的悔改。
But David has gone before God with complete repentance.
他有切实的回转。
He has a complete turnaround and repentance.
他在什么地方堕落，他就回到那一个地方，在神面前重新再站起来。
While he had fallen, he returned to that very same point and he would stood up again.
扫罗就缺了这一点。
And this is what Saul has missed.
扫罗错了，他就一直坚持自己的错到底。
When Saul made a mistake, he would hold on to that mistake to the end.
那同样的，你就看到犹大跟列国同样的是走歪了路。
So you see Judah and the heathen or the rest of the nations In the same way, they have gone astray in the wrong way.
但当神的审判显明出来的时候
But when God's judgment reveals itself,
犹大虽然在神的面前是走过很曲折的路，但是他们终究是回到神的面前。
Even though Judah has gone on crooked way and back and forth, but in the end, they returned.
万国那个光景就刚好翻过来。
But for the heathen, they are completely different.
在神的面前越过就要顶撞神。
The more they gone astray, the more they gone opposed in opposition with God.
那所以就引出那个结果呢？列国在审判的以后就完结了。
So it has brought this result, that is, after God's judgment, the heathen has disappeared, the nations have disappeared.
犹大在审判了以后，他们在神的面前就悔改，回转，就神重新悦纳他们。
So for Judah, after the judgment, they repented and they returned and come before God and gain favor of God again.
那所以弟兄姊妹，当你读俄巴底亚书的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when you read Obadiah,
你读到上面的这一段话
，You read this passage that follows.
你就读到这个很明显的对照在那里。
Then you see this very obvious comparison, this contrast.
列国在审判那里头就完了。
And so for the Gentile nations, after judgment, they
disappear. 犹大经过审判以后，神就说他们有逃脱的。
And so for Judah, after the judgment, God says there are some of them that had escaped.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意，主的话怎么说？
Pay attention to God's words, how it was spoken here.
他说在锡安山，那十七节，在锡安山必有逃脱的人，那山也必成为圣。
Verse 17, but upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance and there shall be holiness.
弟兄姊妹，看到这话里面有什么秘密没有？
Brothers and sisters, do you see there's a secret within these words?
不要只是看那个文字上面给我们的那个法表。
Just don't look at the letters of the text, the words.
你从这个文字上面的法表，你看到里面的那个实际的光景没有？
But from these words, you look into the real situation here.
因为走迷，所以落到神的审判的底下。
Because they have gone astray, that they have gone under the judgment of God.
因着走迷，而是落在神的正罚的底下。
And because of they gotten lost, that they have gone under the punishment of God.
这个正罚的结果可以让他们完结的。
And this punishment could have made them disappear.
同样的事情在列国身上出来的时候就是完结了。
And the same thing that has gone over the heathens and they have disappeared.
但在犹大的身上他就显出另外的一个结果。
But upon Judah, there is a different result.
在锡安山有逃脱的。
But upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance.
这个是说到人。
This is talking about men.
但是不停止在人。
But it's not only referring to
men. 因为底下的那句话还是重要。
Because the following words are very important.
底下那句话是什么呢？
What's the word following?
他说那山也必成圣。
It says there shall be holiness. That's referring to the mountain.
那山在锡安山。
That's Mount Zion.
在属神的地。
This is the land that belongs to God.
犹大是属神的人。
The people of Judah.
锡安是属神的地。
And the Mount Zion is the land that belongs to God.
现在在这里，神就说出了一个事实出来。
Here God is explaining this fact.
就犹大，在那是人经过了神的审判以后，有部分的人他们在神的审判的底下，安稳的。给保存下来。
So for Judah, after God's judgment, there are some people that are left and were kept safe.
因为他们这样的给保存下来，就带出一个结果。
And because they were kept safe, that brings about the result.
锡安山也成了圣。
And that Mount Zion has become holy.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是一件大事。
This is a major event.
那如果我们用底下的话来形容这两句话的那个实际的意思。
If we use the following words to explain the reality of these words,
那就是国度的出行 在这里显出来了。
That is the beginning of the kingdom is manifesting itself here.
而不单是那个人在神的面前给神悦纳。
Not only the people are pleasing to God,
连那个地也在神的面前给神悦纳了。
Now even the land is pleasing to God also.
弟兄姊妹，这是大事。
Brothers and sisters, this is a major thing.
因为这个事情，那个原则把它扩大起来的时候
，because the principle of this event has been expanded.
那个就是国度吗
？That would be expanded into the reality of the kingdom. That would be the kingdom.
在国度里头的人是给神所悦纳的。
And the people within the kingdom are find favor in God's eyes.
在国度里面，那个地是神所的管理和供应和叫他们得享用的。
And so the land within the kingdom will also be under the reign and the management of God and for enjoyment of the people.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那在俄巴底亚书的里头。
In the book of Obadiah.
在犹大走下坡。开始或者甚至是走到在人以为看尽头的时候
And maybe at the beginning of the fall or backsliding of the Judah or maybe coming to the end of the sliding down
神用俄巴底亚书说话了
God used Obadiah to speak to them
这一个话说出什么呢
What do these words tell them
说出神怎么来把以色列这一个祭司的国度带回他该占的地位。
It tells of how God is bringing back Israel into the kingdom of priests as they should be.
而然后把全地都带进国度的那个实际里。
And will bring the whole earth into this reality of kingdom.
那当我们读俄巴底亚书读到这一个地方的时候，你看到转机了。
When we read Obadiah to this point, we see a turning point here.
因为你看到神的审判不是叫人感觉没有盼望了。
Because you see that God's judgment is not bringing a hopelessness for man.
而是叫人看见，你能接受神的一个审判，你就在神面前接受了一个指望。
It's for men to see that if you accept this judgment from God, you are also accepting a hope for you.
但是很稀奇的一件事。
There's something amazing here.
俄巴底亚书是把神这一个动作很明显的摆出来了。
Obadiah has presented this action of God very clearly here.
但是在俄巴底亚书的里头，你没有看到神说的一句话是说到神用什么具体的方法来把犹大带回神的面前。
But in the whole book of Obadiah, you did not find any words or description of how practically God is bringing back Judah before His presence.
但是不是神完全没有说呢？
But is it to say that God did not mention this at all?
神也不是说完全没有说。
It's not to say that God did not mention it at all.
神也说了。
God also spoke of it.
但是说得非常的隐藏。
But it is spoken in a very hidden way.
但是如果圣灵帮助我们看到神说话的那个心思的时候。
But if the Holy Spirit helps us to see the mind of God when He speaks these words.
我们就有条件去领会了。
Then we qualify to understand.
西安怎么能得拯救呢
？How can Zion be delivered？
西安的人怎么有人能可逃脱呢
？How can there be deliverance or escape for people in Zion？
西安为什么能从给神弃绝的那个光景给带回到成为圣呢
？How can Zion be brought back to be holy and from the state of being deserted？
神的结果就说出来了。
God has spoken the result.
神怎么做成这个事情？神没说。
Yet God did not explain how He did it.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
在旧约的人，在旧约的那个时候，神没有说出来。
In the time of the Old Testament, God did not say it.
乃是。犹大人他们还没有到那个地步能明白神说话的意思。
It's because the people of Judah did not come to the point that they can understand and comprehend the word of God when he says.
所以神就忍耐着没有 做明显的说出来。
So God has kept it and hold it back and did not say it to them.
但是神也忍不住，不能不说一点点。
But God cannot hold it all back, but said something to them.
但是要说那么一点点，又不能很清楚的说。
God has revealed a little bit.But cannot say it very clearly.
我们读旧约的事情的时候，常常发觉神这一个闷在心里的那种光景。
When we read the books in the Old Testament, oftentimes we will see this condition that the state of God's heart.
神有许许多多宝贝的话要告诉人。
God has many, many precious words that he's wanting to reveal to men.
但是神也明明的知道，你现在亲手对他们说的时候的，他根本就不知道你说什么。
But God also realized that if you clearly tell them word by word, the man is not going to understand.
所以神就想说，又好像不说。不需要说，但结果呢？不说，好像心里头神心里面又觉得，还是让他们多吃一点点好。那这个心情好像很复杂。
It seems to be a very complex situation that God cannot reveal all to men, but God cannot help himself but reveal a little to them.
所以结果还神还是纪念人的心很迫切。
God's heart for men to remembering men is so desperate.
虽然他们不明白，都告诉他们知道一点点吧。
Even though they cannot understand, I would tell them just a little bit.
盼望他们能知道那一点点，以后慢慢再多知道一点。
And hope that if they get to know a little, that they will gradually know more later.
弟兄姊妹，你记住我交通过这样的一段话，你以后读圣经，你慢慢发觉。神的心思是不是这样？
And brothers and sisters, you remember my words that when you study the Bible later, you might discover this for yourself.
在俄巴比亚书里面就很明显给我们看到这个事情。
And Book of Obadiah is very clear to understand.
那神说完了审判的话，就说到审判的目的了。
So after the words of judgment, God revealed the purpose of the judgment.
那个目的就是犹大得复兴了。
And the purpose is for Judah to be recovered.
主的国度又给带进来了。
To be revived and that the kingdom of the Lord will be brought about.
但是主怎么把国度带进来呢？
But as to how this kingdom will bring about.
这个是在神当时要说不能说的。
And this is the part that God wants to speak, but he cannot.
但结果还是神说了一点点。
But in the end, he revealed a little.
那为什么我说他神说了一点点？
Why do I say that God revealed it a little?
我指出来给弟兄姊妹一看，
If I pointed it out for you,
你就说，是真有意思。
And if I tell you, you would feel this is interesting too.
那弟兄姊妹，当你看到神这样的一个安排的时候，
If you see God's plan in this way,
你就看到了。
You will see.
当犹大得复兴的时候
，When Judah was revived，
上面一大段的话都说到祭司的国度的恢复的那一种光景。
The following passage is describing how this kingdom of priests, how it's restored.
简单的来说就是说，给分散了的神的百姓都让神从各处召聚回到。神应许给他们的地了。
Simply put, all these people that's been spread out to all ends of the earth, that they have been called back and back to the land of promise.
以色列人给亚述人分散到世界各个地方。
The Israelites were being spread out to the all ends of the earth by the.
当那个时候，神都把他们召聚回来，回到他们原来的地方来承受产业。
When the time is right, God called them all back to the original place of the land of promise to inherit the property.
原来在耶路撒冷那些人，给分散到各个地方。这里特别提到，就是给分散到一个地方叫做撒勒法，这是西法拉。
And so,
西法拉，对啊。
And see, the people who were in Jerusalem were chased out and cast out into all corners of the earth. Now they will return. They were described here in Sephar, the land of Sepharad in verse 20.
你说那西法拉是什么地方呢？
You would ask, where is this place, Sepharad?
是西法拉是马代的南方。
And that is in the southern part of
Mahadai. 就是巴比伦那一。
And it's in the Babylonian period dynasty that they it was in the south.
那这个显然就是说到犹大被掳的那件事情了。
It is obviously referring to the captivity.
分散到那么老远的地方。
That they've been chased down to that far away.
他们都要回到耶路撒冷来了。
And yet they will all return to Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是国度。恢复的那个祭司的国度的恢复的时候，在犹大，在以色列所显明的那个光景。
This is the situation when Judah and Israel how they have been restored and back to the kingdom.
但是神怎么来显明这个光景呢
？But how would God show forth this vision?
在俄巴底亚书一句话都没有说。
In the book of Obadiah, God did not say anything about.
你说这样大的事情。他白白就出来了吗
？And you would ask, this is a major event. How would it come about?
当然不可能白白的就出来。
Of course, it would not just come about freely.
但既然不是白白的出来，它怎么出来呢
？You ask if it just doesn't come about freely. How did it happen?
但在俄巴底亚书里头，你真的是找不到那个具体的事情。
But truly, in the book of Obadiah, you cannot find the concrete details.
但是你又不是说没有。
It's not that it didn't happen.
这就是刚才我所说的，神要说又不要不甘心说的时候的那情绪了。
This is what I've been describing, that God wants to say it but cannot say it, but he was leaking out some details.
那现在我给弟兄姊妹们一个测验哈。
I'd like to give brothers and sisters a test right now.
那在底下你就看到了。
You will see in the following words.
你说我发觉了神。发出了也发表了一点点他怎么把犹大带回到那个全然成圣的那个地步。
And you said, I find out some clues on how this, the people of Judah has brought back to the state of kingdom or of the holiness.
锡安山有逃脱的人拿山必成为圣的那个原因我找到了。
And you said that the Mount Zion shall become holiness and there will be deliverance. And the reason for that, I found it.
在哪里?
Where is it?
你说二十一节不是说到吗?
You would say, well, isn't that in verse 21?
必有拯救者上到锡安山。
And saviors shall come up on Mount Zion.
这个就是那个原因了。
This would be the reason.
因为拯救者来到锡安山，整个锡安就得拯救了。
Because the saviors has come up to the Mount Zion, that's why the Mount Zion has been saved.
话语是说对了。
And the words are spoken correctly.
但是神在这里说到必有拯救者的这个事情，就很有内容了。
But when God has said these words about the saviors, it really contains substance.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，当你听我读中文读到这个必有拯救者上到锡安山的时候，我们的姊妹念英文的时候，你知道他怎么念？
I don't know whether the Chinese listener has noticed the English version referring to the saviors coming up on Mount Zion.
弟兄姊妹，你发觉一个秘密在哪里了？
Did you realize? Did you discover the secret?
因为如果我们不留意。这里头所说的话那个准确的话呢
If you do not pay attention to the accuracy of these words accurately
我敢保证每一个弟兄姊妹们你碰到这个拯救者你立刻就把它连接到我们的主的身上
I guarantee brothers and sisters when you look at these words it's very easy for you to make a connection between the Savior and our Lord Savior our God
我们感谢神
But we thank God.
所以我说，神没有在俄巴底亚书说他要怎么来挽回这个事情，但结果又说了，就是在这里。
And that's why I say God did not say it out, spell it out how this Judah was being saved in the book of Obadiah. But then here there is a clue.
但是他们那个事实呢，又不像我们想象的，就是主。
But the facts were not.What we would have imagined that our Lord has came to would come to save us.
你是为什么会有这个题目
？And you ask where does this come from?
那弟兄姊妹，你很清楚的知道了。
Very clearly, you would know.
如果说是主的话呢
？If we say it's our Lord,
那究竟我们有几位主
？How many lords do we have?
你只能有一位。
You can only have one Lord.
问题就在这里了。
So this is the problem.
他里说必有拯救者来到锡安山了。
Yet it says here, saviors shall come up on Mount Zion.
他不是说有一个拯救者来。
It doesn't say one savior.
他是说是有好些的拯救者来。
It talks about in plural, in there are many saviors.
那弟兄姊妹们，这就困扰了。
So brothers and sisters, this would be puzzling.
那这个拯救者是什么呢？
So who are these saviors?
是主呢？
Is it the Lord?
还是不是主呢？
Or is not the Lord?
还是其他呢？
What about others?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
俄巴底亚虽然没有明明说出神怎么来把以色列整个的挽回。
Even though Obadiah did not explain how God is saving the people of Judah.
但弟兄姊妹你能知道。
But you would know, brothers and sisters.
以色列的被挽回，那就和我们读新约圣经的时候所提到的那个以色列全家得救的那件事情发生关系了。
The recovery of Israel has something to do with what we are reading in the New Testament. The whole house of Israel will be saved.
啊，那是说到当主再来的时候。
And it's referring to the return.
以后要发生一件事。
That will happen.
以色列要全家都得救。
The whole house of Israel will be saved.
但是问题在以色列全家怎么可以得救？
But the issue is how is that whole house of Israel being saved?
最近一些弟兄姊妹们，礼拜五我们读启示录的时候
，Recently, brothers and sisters,
开始读到那个地方。
We're studying the book of Revelation on Friday night.
我们会读到那个以色列全家的那个得救的。那一件事情
We're studying about the matter about the whole house of Israel being
saved. 那他怎么他以色列全家怎么得救的呢？
How is the whole house of Israel being saved?
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们留意
We pay attention.
如果从神的那个审判的进行来看的话，以色列一直到他全家得救以前，他们在神面前仍然是悖逆的。
And so if we look at the matter of how Israel is going under the judgment of God, and until just before the moment the whole house of Israel being saved, they are still in a state of rebellion.
一直是等到这个事实出现了，以色列就面对了他们历来在神面前所积蓄的那一些愚昧。
Until this matter, until the Israelites are faced with the facts, then they would realize they have to face with their foolishness all along.
结果他们就回转了。
Then they turn around.
全家得救了。
The whole house will be saved.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那以色列全家得救是怎么一回事呢？
So how is this matter about the whole house of Israel being saved?
详细的我们不在这里提了。
We will not go into detail here.
因为我们也没有太多的时间在这里可以提。
We don't have that much time here.
等到礼拜五读经的弟兄姊妹们，我们去寻找。
On Friday night, we'll seek and dig deeper there.
那就但是在这里，我必须要指出给弟兄姊妹们留意一件事。
But here, I must point out one thing for brothers and sisters.
就是他这里说必有拯救者。
It says there will be saviors who shall come up on Mount Zion.
那拯救者是谁呢？
Who are these saviors?
如果是一个的话，我们知道一定是主。
If it was only one, then we know it's the Lord.
但是他这里不是给我们看见只有一个，他是明明说是有一些。
But here it talked about in plural terms that about many saviors.
那这个我们就为难了。
Then we are troubled.
那感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
如果我们对神的话语是稍微多掌握一点。
If we understand the word of God a little bit more,
你就看到这里的一个秘密。
You see a clue or a secret here.
在那一个时候是秘密。
At that time, it's a secret.
在现在仍然算是可以说是一个秘密，但是已经是揭开了一半的秘密。
And now it's still a secret, but it's half revealed.
等到这个事实发生的时候，就全然不再是秘密。
When the reality comes about, then it will no longer be a secret.
所以以色列就全家得救了。
So the Israel, the whole house of Israel will be saved.
犹大就回到祭司的国度的地位上。
And Judah will return to the position of being the kingdom of priests.
来显明神的 那一个准确的地位。
And to show forth God's accurate and right position.
好，那对不准，那你说。
So brothers and sisters, now you say.
那这些拯救者是谁
？Who are these people? Who are these saviors?
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
如果我没有误会神的心思的话
，If I did not misunderstand God's heart.
你绝对不会相信。
You will never believe this.
在这个拯救者的里头有你的份。
Among the saviors, you are part of it.
你说弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
你开玩笑吗
？You might ask, is this a joke?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
不是开玩笑。
It's not a joke.
是主的话是这样告诉我们。
And it's the word of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得以色列怎么会传家得救的？
Brothers and sisters, you know how would the house
国度是怎么给带进来的
？How would the kingdom come about?
国度给带进来，那基于以色列全家得救的这个事实。
And the kingdom, the coming about of kingdom has to be based on the fact of the house of Israel being saved.
那以色列怎么可以全家得救呢
？And how would the whole house of Israel be saved?
那我只能说简单的话。
I can only say it in simple words.
乃基于神的教会。给神带到完全长成的地步。
It's based upon the Church of God being mature into the perfection.
那这一个时候
，At this point，
教会在已经是被带到天上，经过基督台前的审判。
The church has been brought into heaven and has gone through the judgment seat of Christ.
也经过了。羔羊的婚去的那一件大事。
They have also experienced the wedding banquet of the Lamb.
那弟兄姊妹，当如果你对神的话语能掌握多一点的话
，If you have a better comprehension of God's words，
你就留意到了。
You would pay attention.
主显现。来拯救以色列的时候
，When the Lord appears to save Israel，
他是怎么来的呢
？How did he come？
他是一个人来，还是领着我们来的呢
？Did he come all by himself， or did he lead us and come with us？
感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God。
那弟兄姊妹，你稍微知道将来主回来的时候。主回来整个的过程是分成两个阶段。
If you know a little bit about the future, how the Lord is returned, and it's going to be divided into two stages.
头一个阶段是我们的主先到空中。
And the first stage, our Lord will come to this, to the sky.
那这一段时间神做什么呢
？And at this period, what would God do?
要叫教会完全的带进成熟里。
That God will bring the whole church into complete maturity.
所以那个基督台前的审判在那里执行，羔羊的婚序在那里执行。
So there is the judgment seat of Christ, and there is the banquet of the Lamb.
那在天上这一段的时间处理完了这一个。
And so at this point, after they dealt with this in heaven.
在地上。以色列就是碰到最危险的时候了。
On earth, Israel will be in its most dangerous moment.
那就是我们读启示录读到第六晚、第七晚的那个时候了。
And that is in the book of Revelation. We talk about the sixth and the seventh bowl.
那在这一个时间，主就带同许多的天使。
At this point, the Lord will bring many angels.
带同。与他联合的教会
，and bring with him the church that's united with him，
就一同从空中降临到地上
，and then they would come down from the sky to the earth。
在这一个时候
，at this point，
所发生的事情就是俄巴底亚书的事情。
What happens is recorded here in the book of Obadiah。
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God。
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个非常非常。叫我们里面看到那一个指望是何等的荣耀的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, this is truly something that allows us to see how glorious it is, and the hope of glory that is here.
那 香山怎么成了圣山？
How did Mount Zion become a holy mountain?
国度怎么归给耶和华呢？
How did the kingdom come to become the
Lord? 你留意到这里就隐藏了一个秘密。
You see, there's some secret hidden.
这个秘密在俄巴底亚说话的时候说不出来。
The secret cannot be told and revealed in the book of Obadiah.
但是不等于神不做那件事情。
It doesn't mean that God will not accomplish it.
神还是要做那件事情。
God will still accomplish it.
结果神做了。
And then God have done it.
那我们如果用比较更浓缩的话来说呢？
If we use more concise words,
俄巴底亚书这里头给我们看到有一个很关键的时刻。
Obadiah has pointed out something that is very key.
如果按照神所在历史上所做的工，
According to what God has done in history,
神要把律法带进恩典。
God will bring the law into grace.
神要把人的所作转移到取用神儿子的生命。
So from the point that man would, from man's work, God will bring us to participating or enjoying what God's Son has done.
在信息上面来讲，俄巴底亚是很早就发表这一个安排的。
From the point of message, this is an arrangement that's been made a long time ago.
因为在这里就是你看到一件事情，国度所以能来，是因为以色列回转到祭司的国度的地位。
So brothers and sisters, you see the reason the kingdom can be come back to the Lord is because the Israelites turned around.
而以色列能转到国度的地位，那个祭司国度的地位。
The for Israel to come back to become a kingdom of priests.
那是因为神在历史上做了一件非常的大事。那就是借着他儿子的救赎来建造了教会。
It is because God has done something significant in history, that is through His Son that God has established the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么你说我们信主的人不单是信了主，并且我们还给神用着来去建造他自己的教会？
So we who believe in the Lord, we say we are not only believing in the Lord, but we've been used to build up this church by God.
那是因为在整个历史的那个安排里头，神要叫教会承担一个很关键、很要的那个功用。
Because in the significance of the history, God has used a church to be a very significant part of his work.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
那我们交通到这里的时候，
when we come to this point of our
我就想和弟兄姊妹回头来看在历史上面神做工的一个长时间里边所显明的一个问题。
I'd like to go back to history to see a problem in God's work.
那刚才我特别提到，
I have specially mentioned.
在俄巴底亚书首先给我们看到，神用律法来，神用恩典来代替律法带进国度。
And in Obadiah, you see that God used grace to come in to replace the law and to bring in the kingdom.
神不再用按照旧约的那个在旧约的对以色列人那个带领，让他们你们好好的来遵行律法。
God is no longer using the way he asked the people in the Old Testament how they are following and obeying the law.
好叫列国能因着你们显出那个律法的功用，所以就归上神。
So that all nations will come to God because of the Israelites following God's commandments and laws.
那我们说这个话，
When we say these words,
我们必须要记得，
We must remember.
也许我要这样说。
I should put it this way.
因为这个也想尝试神的儿女们心思里头有的一个困扰。
This is often something that trouble children of God.
仍然是刚开始的时候我所交通的那一个意思。
That is, go back to what I just shared earlier.
刚才交通就是说神为什么不去想捏死那个的撒旦。
And I started this message about asking why God did not just crush Satan in one instant.
现在的问题就是说
Now the question is,
神知道不知道律法不可能把人带到神的面前。
Doesn't God know already that this law cannot bring men to God?
神当然知道。
Of course God knew.
所以他老早的创世以前就已经安排了神儿子的救赎。
So before the creation of the world, God has already planned the salvation of his son.
但神既然是预先就知道人没办法按照律法来跟随上来。
Since God longno long time ago that men will not be able to follow his laws.
神用了1000多2000年的时间给旧约来跟随律法，那神是不是在那里白做功夫？
But God has allowed close to 2000 years to pass, and for this work of the law to pass, isn't he wasting time?
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们看表面的现象，我们觉得是。
Brothers and sisters, if we just look at this on the surface, it seems that is the case.
但是神知道人的本相。
But God knows of the true state of man.
神说，非要用那么时多长的时间，人不认识自己。
God said, unless I spend such a long time, man is not going to know themselves.
神给人经过那么长一段的律法的时间，乃是要让人在神律法的要求的底下，你发觉一个秘密，人在神的面前毫无作为。
God allowed this long period of time for the laws to happen is for men to realize themselves that men, when men come to the law of God, they can do nothing.
因为一件事情很严肃的。
Because of one solemn matter.
因为在神整个的工作，神整个的救赎的工作，或是说神永远的旨意里头，他那个重点乃是要叫按照神的形象被造的人，他们真真正正的是给神去得着。
Because in God's eternal purpose, in His work of salvation, there is one true purpose. It's for God to allow men themselves to truly realize themselves that they come to God on their own accord, on their own will.
因为神要叫那些在婴孩和妻奶的口中建立能力去叫仇敌羞愧。
Because God said for the babes and the suckling babes so that they, to establish his power and to bring shame to Satan.
那这就是神对人的忍耐的其中的一个表现。
This is one way of manifesting God's long patience, long suffering.
说当我们去碰到那个律法的时候。
When we encounter the law.
弟兄姊妹，你千万不要忘记。
Brothers and sisters, don't forget.
当摩西把律法传给以色列人的时候，
When Moses gave the laws and the commandments to
Israel, 神就把这个话说得清清楚楚在前头。
God has already told them very clearly.
什么话呢？
What are these words?
这是过去我们比较常提，不过最近我们也比较少提了。
We have mentioned this often in the past, but not recently.
那是生命记上18章上头所说的话。
That is in Deuteronomy chapter 18.
神借着摩西对以色列人说，
God has spoken to the Israelites through Moses.
你们如果要在神面前蒙恩的话，你们必须要按照律法来跟随。
If you want to be blessed by God, you need to follow all the commandments and the laws.
但是呢，
But yet,
神说有一天我要显明一个人。
God said there will be one day I will raise up a prophet.
你们要看到这个人他比律法还要高。
Then you will see this man will be higher than all these commandments.
如果你们能跟从律法而不能听从这个人的话，你们在神面前还是要给追讨的。
If you can follow all the commandments and you cannot follow this man, you will still be searched for, you will be dealt with.
那弟兄姊妹，你如果很有 你忘掉了这段话，你回去自己好好的来看生命记十八章。
If you have forgotten these words, you can go home and study Deuteronomy chapter
18. 神在哪里说将来我在神在你们中间要兴起一个先知来。
God said, I will raise among you a prophet.
你们众人要听从他的话。
And all of you would need to listen to him.
如果你们众人有人不听从他的话。
If any of you shall not listen to him.
这个人必定要从民间剪除的。
This man will be taken from among men.
弟兄姊妹你就看到一件事。
You will see one thing.
神老早就知道律法没有给人带到那个属灵的好处。
God knew a long time ago these laws cannot bring benefits spiritually to men.
不是律法不对。
It's not that there's anything wrong with the law.
是行律法的人不对。
It's the men who cannot keep the law.
不对的人再对的律法也没办法改变那个人。
No matter how right the law is, the men who are unrighteous cannot follow them.
但是人就不大肯服气的。
But men is still not willing.
所以神就用了两三千年的时间，让人在律法底下来经历。
So for 2,000, 3,000 years, God allowed men to experience this.
真实的，在我们个人。每个人的经历里头是发觉我们在神的面前一点办法都没有。
So truly in our own personal experience before God, we realize there's no way for men to make it.
律法给我们指出一条对的路。
Law can point out a right way for us.
但是我这个人不对，我没有办法跟得上律法。
But as men, we are not right, so we cannot follow the law.
感谢神。
Thank God.
神老早就已经安排了，将来一天神要用恩典来代替律法。
God has arranged long time ago that God will replace His law with grace.
所以老早神就在摩西以后还继续借着一些先知们说了好多话。
So after Moses, God has spoken through many prophets after.
明显的在以赛亚书了。
And very obviously in the book of Isaiah.
但以理书也说到了。
Also in the book of Daniel.
以西结书也说了。
Ezekiel also.
耶利米书是更说得清楚了。
Of course, even more clearly in Jeremiah.
感谢赞美我们的神。
Thank and praise our God.
那现在神用着俄巴底亚来说话的时候，
Now,
仍然是按着这样的一个事情。
God is using Obadiah to speak these words. It's the same thing.
所以将来必有许多的拯救者显在那里。
So in the future there will be saviors who shall come.
那这许多的拯救者是什么呢？
And who are these many saviors?
当然基本上是主自己。
Of course, basically there is the Lord Himself.
但是主在是在怎样的情形来显明他是那个拯救的？
And under what circumstances God is, the Lord is showing forth Himself that He is the Savior.
与他连结的教会一同来到地上。
He will bring with Him the church who has been united with Him.
叫当时剩下的以色列人看到一个事实。
So those Israelites who are still on earth, they can
see that. 所以撒迦利亚书上面在说，那我们的主在降临的时候啊，他说连刺他的人也看见他。
So in the book of Zechariah, it tells us that when our Lord returns, that those who pierced Him will also see.
谁是刺他的人？
Who are those who pierced Him?
以色列人呢？
That's the Israelites.
以色列人把主钉在十字架上啊。
And the Israelites has nailed Him, our Lord, on the cross.
拿钉钉的是罗马的兵丁。
And the one who has used the nails on him was the Roman soldier.
造成主有给钉在十字架上的那个根本的原因是以色列人。
But the ones who put him on the cross were the Jews, were the Israelites.
所以神说他们是刺他的人。
So God said those who pierced him.
等到主带着众圣徒带着教会一同来到地上的时候，
So when the Lord came to the earth with the saints,
当时剩下的犹太人他们看到一件事。
So the Jews that were left on earth, they saw one thing.
哎呀，现在我们所等候的弥赛亚显出来了。
Now the Messiah that we've been waiting for is here.
我们可以得救了。
We can be saved.
但他们不单是看到这件事。
But not only they see this matter.
他们还看见
They also see another.
从来的还有很多人。
There are many other people coming with the Lord.
那这些人从前，按照一般来说，从前是他们眼中所瞧不起的外邦人为主。
These are the people that they despised in the past. These are the Gentiles in their eyes.
哦，现在他们看到。这许许多多的他们瞧不起的外邦人和当中他们一些的弟兄他们都穿上光明洁白的细麻衣和我们的主一同来到。
And now this group of people that used to despise this Gentile, these may be some of their brothers, and now they're clothed in bright and white linen, fine linen, and they come with the Lord and come to
church. 这样的一个事实就非常明显的让以色列人看准了。
And so this is the fact that's placed before the Israelites.
我们长久以来所拒绝的那一位神的儿子
The Son of God that we've been rejecting for all this
time. 果然是我们的救主
He is our indeed
果然是我们的弥赛亚
He's indeed our Messiah.
在这一个时候
At this time.
整个以色列家都伏下来了
The whole house of Israel would bow down.
详细的我不说了
I will not go into details.
弟兄姊妹你读撒加利亚书的时候你会读到的
If you read the book of Zechariah, you will read up.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为必有拯救者上到锡安山。
It says the Savior shall come up on Mount Zion.
那时候列国就落在审判里。
And all nations will fall under the judgment.
结局就是国度就归给耶和华。
So the end is the kingdom shall be the Lord's.
弟兄姊妹们，我们感谢赞美我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, we thank and praise our God.
俄巴底亚书。
Obadiah.
没有说很多事情。
It didn't speak of many different things.
但是俄巴底亚书。
But the book of Obadiah.
包括了好些隐藏在那里。神那个时候不说，但事实上的也透露了一点点的大事在那里。
It included of a lot of things that are hidden and not speaking in an obvious way, but it's revealed some clue.
那叫我们来留意到一个事实。
So it allows us to notice.
当我们的主在地上的时候
，When our Lord was still on earth,
门徒到主面前来说：“主啊，教导我们祷告。”
The disciples came to the Lord and said, "Master, teach us how to pray."
那主就当时教导门徒，你们祷告的时候应该有些什么的内容。
So the Lord taught the disciples that what they should include in their prayer.
然后在那里，主就提到一件事情，很明显的。
And then the Lord reminded them of one thing that's very obvious.
你们如果真的要祷告的话
If you truly want to pray,
你们除了祷告那一些事情
Apart from praying about these things,
你们不能忘记一件事
You cannot help but remember one thing.
什么事啊
What is this?
因为国度权柄荣耀全是你的
Because the kingdom, the power and the glory is all yours.
感谢神
We thank God.
人服下来了
When men bow down,
神得着人了
When God has gained man,
国度也就显出来了。
The kingdom will manifest.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
因为在他的忍耐等待的里头
，Under His patience, His long suffering and waiting,
他给人误会到一个什么的地步
？He has been misunderstood to such a degree.
顶撞到一个什么的地步
？He has been opposed to such a degree.
但是他没有改变。他的心思
But he never changed his mind.
所以神的话一直给我们看见说耶和华的热心必成就这事
So God's words has allowed us to see God's fervency will accomplish it.
感谢赞美我们的主
we thank and praise our Lord.
因为我们的神一直是按照他的定义来执行他要做的
Our God has set his mind to do what he set out to do.
他就用着俄巴底亚宣告了一件事
He used Obadiah to proclaim one thing
国度都归给耶和华了
The kingdom shall be the Lord
这个话引起我记起一件事情
These words has remind me of one thing
好多年前我到以色列去了一次
Many years ago I traveled to Israel
那当然到了那个地方在那个旅游的安排上面就有一些本地以色列人做我们的导游来告诉我们一些事情
So during the visit they have arranged for some local tour guides to help us explain something
有一件事情我很难很难忘记的
There's something that I would, it's hard for me to forget.
因为到好些个地方碰到那些导游跟我们谈到一些事情的时候，他们都说到那个话。
Because we've gone to different locations and met different local tour guides, they said the same thing.
我是八五年去以色列的吧。
I went to Israel in 1985.
到现在已经二十几年了，应该说。
It's 20-some years ago.
我想在二十几年后，现在有机会你到以色列，大概你还能不能碰到这样的事。
I think even after all these years, if you go to Israel today, you may still encounter the same thing.
那些导游他们常常有机会就说一件事情。
These tour guides would often mention this.
尤其是你到去游圣殿的时候，游那个老那个去看那个圣殿的旧址的时候。
Especially if you are going to the old site for the old temple.
他们说什么呢？
What would they say?
好多好多年前。
Many, many years ago,
我们的祖宗
our ancestors,
一直在那里等候一件事。
They've been waiting for one thing.
等候什么呢？
What are they waiting for?
有一天
one day,
我们要回到耶路撒冷去过逾越节。
We will go to Jerusalem for Passover.
哦，那这个是很多，每年每年以色列人都过逾越节吗？
Every year they celebrate Passover.
但是以前他们过逾越节，
But in the past, for Passover,
他们都是给流放在外头啊。
They were in exile and out there.
但是他们一直在心思里头有一个渴望。
But in their heart and mind, there is a longing.
哪一天我们能回到耶路撒冷？
There is one day we will return to Jerusalem.
我们在主应许我们的那个地方来过逾越节。
In the place where our Lord has promised us,
所以他们每次按照他们过逾越节的那个习惯。
So according to the traditions of the Passover,
在他们的过逾越节那个节期的那个动作的幕后啊，他们总是差一个孩子们到门外去，然后再回来。
So at the end of the ceremony, they will send a child to go to the door and then come back.
这都是一家一家人的在家里过逾越节嘛。
So each family would celebrate their Passover by their family.
他们都每张都到门外去，然后跑回来。
And each family would send a child to go out to the door and come back.
就告诉大那个孩子要告诉大家一件事。
So this child will come back and tell everyone.
还没有来。
He's still not here.
什么没有来？
Who's not here yet?
主还没有来。
The Lord is not here yet.
弥赛亚还没有来。
But you say he's not here.
那他们才说在那等。
And they're waiting.
今年没有来。
This year he's not back.
明年我们还在等。
Next year we'll still be waiting.
但是他们不是在明年在哪里等。
So next year they'll be waiting.
也许那个时候他们在旧金山。
Maybe they'll be here in San Francisco.
他们在那里说。
They're saying.
方法明年我们回到耶路撒冷。
Maybe next year we will return to Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
当我们去以色列的时候，
when we go to Israel,
他们已经好多都回到耶路撒冷。
Many of them have already returned to Israel.
我们不再说我们回耶路撒冷。
We no longer say
我们果然回来了。
Jerusalem, we have come back.
这是他们的千多两千年里头维持做的一个动作。
This is an act that they've kept up for over 1,000 years.
但是感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise our God.
从挪巴底亚的时候。
From Obadiah.
神就借着俄巴底亚首先在那里说出国度要归给耶和华。
God has spoken through Obadiah that the kingdom shall be the Lord's.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
我想我们就这样就算交通过了。
I think we'll end our sharing on the book of Obadiah.
但是从俄巴底亚你必须看到一件事。
But through Obadiah you must see one thing.
神要借着他的怜悯、恩典、公正与平安去先得着人。
God would use His mercy, His grace, His righteous and His peace to gain men.
什么时候人让神得着？
Whenever men would be gained by God,
神所要做的事情就越靠近神的目的。
God would be closer to what He would accomplish.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那如果弟兄姊妹你能掌握着这一个点。
If brothers and sisters, you can hold on to these points.
我不知道，能不能是给弟兄姊妹们 有一点帮助。
I don't know whether that would, this would help brothers and sisters.
那我们读完俄巴底亚，我们把小先知书全读过了。
So we finished reading Obadiah. We have completed all the minor prophets.
我敢说，我们过去读小先知书都是读到半懂半不懂。
I can say that in the past we studied minor prophets. We half understand and half.
因为有很先知小先知书里面有很多的事情，好像跟我们没有关系的。
It seems that a lot of things recorded in the minor prophets has nothing to do with us.
弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
那从我们把小先知书一连串的这样看过来以后。
But after we've been studying through these minor prophets, these books.
我相信你已经能够在小先知书里头，你把神那永远的救赎的旨意一点一点的他显明在人的中间那个次序和动作你会看得很清楚。
I believe you will see clearly from these minor book of prophets these, the action and the order of God's work.
小先知书不是对当时的人说话。
The words in the minor prophets is not spoken only to the people at that time.
也对着我们今天的人说话。
It's also spoken to us today.
从前对以色列人说话，就让他们看前面的事情。
In the past, he spoke to the Israelites so that they could look forward.
现在对我们说话，就叫我们回头看神怎么安排事情。
And now we are reading and we look back on how God has arranged this all.
那就看到神怎么安排的事情，事情也按照神的安排来给执行出来。
And we see how God has arranged for these things to happen and how these things happen just like that.
那我们继续再看前面要来的事情。
And then we continue to look forward.
弟兄姊妹，你就看到一个很完整的神的那一个永远的旨意的安排显露在我们的认识里。
So brothers and sisters, we'll see a whole arrangement and plan of God's eternal purpose and in our understanding.
我们仰望我们的神。
We look upon our God.
让我们更多的从小先知的信息的里头看到。
So from the message of the minor prophets.
我们和主所说的话非常非常密切的有关系。
That we have a very close relationship to the word that's spoken by our Lord.
让我们从一面来看，看到耶和华的热心必成就这事。
On the one hand, we see the zeal of the Lord will accomplish this.
从另一面来看，我们就知道，神是一切的开始，神是一切的维持，神也是一切的终点。
On the other hand, we see that God is the beginning of all things. God is also the process of all things, and God would be the ending of all things.
引我们到一个地步。
That has brought us to such a point.
毫无保留地承认我们的神是该受敬拜和赞美的。
So that we can say and claim our God is worthy of all praises and thanksgiving without reservation. We thank our Lord.
我们一同用这来发。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们敬拜你。
Lord, we worship you.
因着你自己的荣耀的作为，我们实在是服下来。
By your work of glory, we truly bow.